Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to have this opportunity to read the Word of God and to pray for you. I love to do both, and so I'm really enjoying the Gospel of Luke. I hope you are as well. We're going to finish up chapter 11, verses 37 through 54 in the World English Bible, and the reason we use the World English Bible, some of you may have wondered that because I started with different translations when I started Pray Every Day. It's that it's free, it's royalty free, so I can freely use it. So sometimes it can be a little clunky, but I am really grateful that I can use that translation without having to gain permission. So there we go, now you know. Okay, Luke 11, 37 through 54. Now, as Jesus spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. He went in and sat at the table. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed himself before dinner. The Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup and of the platter, but your inward part is full of extortion and wickedness. You foolish ones, didn't he who made the outside make the inside also? But give for gifts to the needy those things which are within, and behold, all things will be clean to you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb, but you bypass justice and God's love. You ought to have done these, and not to have left the other undone. Woe to you Pharisees, for you love the best seats in the synagogues and the greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like hidden graves, and the men who walk over them don't know it." One of the lawyers answered him, "Teacher, in saying this you insult us also." He said, "Woe to you lawyers also, for you load men with burdens that are difficult to carry, and you yourselves won't even lift one finger to help carry those burdens. Woe to you, for you build tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. So you testify and consent to the works of your fathers, for they killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation. From the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary, yes, I tell you, it will be required of this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you took away the key of knowledge. You didn't enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in you hindered.'" As Jesus said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to be terribly angry and to draw many things out of him, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say, that they might accuse him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I thank you for your ability to speak truth. And you always did speak the truth in love. It doesn't sound very loving here, but that helps me to realize that sometimes when we tell the truth, it will be offensive to others. And so, Lord, I pray for my friend who's in a situation today, they know who they are, who is maybe backed up against a wall and being asked to speak truth, but they're afraid. I just pray for a holy bravery today to tell the truth with plain language and with kindness and with compassion and with love, Lord. Lord, help us not to shrink back from telling the truth to this crooked and perverse world, because this world has a completely different mindset, a completely different set of rules. And so, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would give us the bravery needed to tell the truth to this broken world. Lord, we don't want to be like the Pharisees and the scholars and the lawyers here. We want to be followers of you, and we want to be a part of the solution. We want to not just merely tithe things for show or just in rote practice, but we want to be agents of justice in this world. So would you open our eyes to the injustices that are around and help us to be enactors of justice wherever we go. Now, not ambassadors of wrath or anything like that, but just to, if we see something wrong, to correct it and to and to just do the right thing in difficult situations. Lord, you promised that you will be with us to the very end of the age, and we just thank you for that today. We thank you that you are alongside, that we can do ministry with you, that we're not on our own trying to figure things out, but your Holy Spirit is with us. And so we thank you for that today, and we just thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Lisa Bogart, and she has an amazing every other Saturday newsletter that is full of joy and brightness and art and all those things. And I really appreciate how she reaches out, and she spends a lot of time curating this content so that you have this little sparkle of joy every other Saturday. So you can go to lisabogart.com/pray. She created it just for my listeners. And you'll also receive, not only will you receive her newsletter, but you'll get coloring pages as well as a video on how to make your snail mail full of joy and excitement. And I'd recently received a card from her in the mail, and it was just so bright and cheerful. And I can even imagine that it would bless the postal worker too, because it's just so much full of joy. So Lisa, thank you for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you want to sponsor the show as well, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com. And again, for getting that awesome newsletter, you can go to Lisa Bogart. It's LISABOGART.com/pray. Thanks again.